president reaches across the aisle.
He's having Chuck and Nancy over for talks.
Struggle after the storm.
Our roads are dangerous.
Mothers and breast cancer.
This does change our screening criteria.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump meets today with congressional Democratic leaders who oppose his border wall, and at issue is a funding package to keep the government running past a deadline that's closing in. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The money keeping several agencies running, including the Department of Homeland Security, runs out in 10 days. Today, the president sits with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, her first visit here in a year. The president's early talks with Chuck and Nancy seemed to result in compromise.
Chuck Schumer, he could speak New York to the president.
The pair got Mr. Trump to agree to a short-term debt deal last year, but hopes for future agreements dimmed as the immigration debate ramped up. Now, to avoid a shutdown days before Christmas, the president is demanding $5 billion for the border wall. Democrats are offering $1.3 billion for a border fence. The president tweets this morning, if Democrats do not give us the votes to secure our country, the military will build the remaining sections of the wall. Steve?
Well, now to the southeast, where getting around is still an issue in some places. Spinouts, people getting stuck after the powerful weekend snow and ice storm. CBS's Meg Oliver is in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Authorities now are worried about black ice on the roads causing a dangerous commute. Schools, most of them are still closed, but a lot of people are going to try and head back to work today. So authorities are warning people to take it slow. Black ice is definitely on the roads.
I'm Jim Crisul in High Point, North Carolina. The record-setting December storm dumped up to 2 feet of snow in North Carolina and Virginia. Andrew Lassell had to shovel a foot of snow in the North Carolina mountain town of Brevard.
Oh, incredibly exhausting. Hot and cold at the same time, but we're more fortunate than a lot. We had power on throughout the weekend.
Tens of thousands remain without power and heat in parts of the southeast and mid-Atlantic. The storm claimed several lives in North Carolina and Tennessee.
A new study finds having a baby raises the risk of breast cancer in the mother by about 80%, but it's only temporary, and over time the risk evens out and eventually becomes lower than women who never gave birth. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
From the time of last child, for 24 years, breast cancer risk goes up. It's highest 5 years after the child is born, and it continues to 24 years, and then it starts to fall. And so most breast cancer happens 30-plus years out. So if you look cumulatively, it decreases the risk, because breast cancer is relatively rare in young women. But this does change our screening criteria. And now we're going to ask, when was your last child, when we determine your risk to determine if you should be screened or not.
A new congressional report blasts the credit monitoring agency Equifax for a breach that it labels entirely preventable. CBS's Anna Werner has details.
The 96-page report says Equifax failed to modernize its technology, failed to patch its systems when vulnerabilities were detected, and stored sensitive data on out-of-date and subpar systems. Equifax told us in a statement, during the few hours we were given to conduct a preliminary review, we identified significant inaccuracies and disagree with many of the factual findings. But consumer advocates like Mike Litt with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group say the company should pay the price for harming consumers.
It's really only when there's actually fines attached that we're going to see the credit bureaus take our data security seriously.
The Trump administration is set to open the tap on a plan to weaken federal clean water rules, removing protections for streams and wetlands not connected to a major body of water. That's a win for farmers and many rural landowners. Blaine Holman of the Southern Environmental Law Center says it will undo rules that found favor with both Democratic and Republican presidents.
Getting rid of what the Obama administration did, but also going much further than that and going back in time to peel away protections that were in place under both Bushes.
In Baghdad, Iraqi officials are taking down some fortifications of the city's green zone to mark the country's victory over ISIS. That's a protected area of key government buildings in place. Since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion, some streets in that area will now be open for several hours during the day. British Prime Minister Theresa May is trying to save the Brexit deal and maybe her job. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Does this House want to deliver Brexit?
Phew!
fury in Parliament when Theresa May canceled today's planned vote on her Brexit deal, a deal about equally loathed by both sides. There's open rebellion now from some in her own Conservative Party.
Theresa May can only lead us to failure, and therefore, with great sadness, we need to change Prime Minister.
She's still trying to change minds, meeting EU leaders today in a search for wiggle room, but they've made it clear the current deal is the only deal, and Brexit is just 3 months away. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A former fraternity president at Baylor University, Jacob Anderson, will avoid jail time after pleading guilty to a lesser charge in a rape case. CBS's Omar Villafranca has got the story from Waco, Texas.
The woman, known as Donna Doe, addressed the judge in court. "I am devastated by your decision. He stole my virginity and power over my body, and you let him keep it for all eternity." Baylor graduate student Aaron Albin started an online petition expressing outrage over the deal. More than 85,000 people have signed it.
Why do you think there was that much response?
I think people are finally realizing that this is a problem and that survivors aren't taken seriously.
This is at least the third time Judge Strother has approved probation for men accused of sexually assaulting Baylor students.
The maker of Jimmy Dean's original sausage links is recalling some varieties of the product because pieces of metal were found in some packages. They have a use-by date of January 31st, 2019. The Guardians are Time Magazine's People of the Year, journalists who guard the truth, including slain Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi and the reporters killed at the Capital Gazette in Maryland. What's old is not only new again, it's also a red-hot record setter. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Even though it was recorded before anyone even knew what streaming was,
is this the real life?
Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody is the most streamed song from the pre-streaming era and the most streamed classic rock song of all time.
I see a little silhouette.
That, according to Vivendi's Universal Music Group. The song has been streamed more than 1.6 billion times globally on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and other streaming services. The six-minute song was released in 1975 and has found a new audience thanks to the success of the Freddie Mercury biopic of the same name, which opened last month. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.